We're coming off a huge weekend of racing in Hong Kong with the Hong Kong Derby staged last Sunday, and also on the Friday evening, the Hong Kong International Sale for the month of March. Mark Richards from the Jockey Club joining us on Talking Horses this morning. How's it all been?
It's been a pretty busy week, to say the least, as you would well understand, Joe. But it's always good when you're busy, and it was a really exciting week, I have to say.
Well, firstly, let's reflect on what happened on Derby Day last Sunday. It was a momentous moment for Frankie Law, who's only in his second season of training. To win a Derby so early in his career in Hong Kong is quite phenomenal.
Oh, he absolutely is, but he comes in well recommended. John Sides, who he'd been assistant to for many years, was full of compliments for him before he even actually started training. And there was a good interview with John last week where he said if he didn't win it, he'd be more than happy for Frankie to do so. I'm sure he would have liked to have won it himself with that Waikuku. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, with for all winning the way he did, I don't think anybody can take it away from him. He's a very, very talented trainer, ranking in his own right. He had plenty of chances in the Derby, and he's come away with the winner and the fourth. I think this year's Derby in Hong Kong was a good Derby, too. I think it was good strength and depth, and I think the result tells you that as well. But above all else, you've got to say what a great rider from Hugh Bellman. So to come out of the gate where he was drawn, it did an absolute miracle to get into the position he was, what, three back, one off the fence. And I think that positioning through the early stages made his task an awful lot easier.
It was a masterful ride by Hugh Bowman. There's no doubt about the form he's in at the moment and has been for quite some time now, the world's best jockey, dubbed by many. The horse, Furore, he's had an interesting journey. He began his career here in Australia with the Chris Lees team. His first start and win was in a Taree maiden, so he's come a long way.
Yes, I'm sure there won't be too many Derby winners that will start their career in the same way. But it was a horse that caught the eye the minute he arrived here in Hong Kong. I was one of the few that I think before he made his first start, he had to give horses as horses for the future here. And he was on my shortlist straight away. Just a beautiful moving horse that looked like he settled in very quickly. And even though he got beaten on his first start, you could tell he wasn't going to get beaten in too many more. It's just a really, really nice horse.
Yeah, he looks that way. To win a Derby is some achievement in Hong Kong. It's revered as one of the races to win by local owners and trainers. He beat a very good horse in Waikuku, which you've already mentioned, and it had excuses coming off a slow pace from well back, and he'd had a hoof injury setback in the lead-up to the race, Mark.
Yes, it's funny. John spoke to me on the Wednesday before it, and he was really non-worried about Waikuku's injury. As far as he was concerned, it's just one of those things that happened. It wasn't ideal, obviously. But he's a very exciting horse in his own right, Waikuku. However, he got a little bit detached at the back of the field on this particular occasion. The task was probably too much for him to overcome. It's not often that Joe Marrero ever gets their things wrong. And I wouldn't ever be a jumpy banger, but I know a lot of people were saying that he was so far out of his ground. You've got to ride the reins as you find it. And it was very obvious that when he asked the horse to pick up initially with about 800 to go, he was a bit flat. He hit a flat spot. That's just one of those things. It happens. It's racing. As I say, a lot of people have been on his back over it, but I think you'll find it both there for all, by Cuckoo. And don't forget the third horse here, Sonny Speed. He was only having his third start in Hong Kong. He comes from the other side of the world in the UK, but tremendous run from him as well. Behind that, Dark Dream and Thorns, who I really just think was found for a turn of foot. But those four, I just tell you how strong the Derby was this year.
Furore was quite dominant in the finish. He looks destined for a very bright future in Hong Kong, and as we've discussed, he hails from the Frankie Law team. His four-year-olds have been dominant right throughout the season in Hong Kong, haven't they?
Yes, there was probably one or two that were a little disappointed with some of his others in the race, but what was most noticeable about it was those horses that were up there on the speed early, even though they went very, very steady going down the back, they weren't able to play a part in the finish. So it just goes to show you've got to have a turn of foot. You've got to be able to quicken to be winning top races. And that's what most of those first four homes showed.
Frankie, as a trainer, to have achieved what he's done so far in a short time is quite extraordinary. His future is more than assured in Hong Kong. What was the reaction from the locals to see a local trainer win? Because often we see some of the expat trainers dominating these major races in Hong Kong.
He's the first local trainer to actually win the Derby since Brian Kahn with Industrialist, which was a long while ago, there's a sense of great pride when one of the locals are able to do it. And I think the first time in a long while, they've got a really, really good trainer in Frankie Law to follow. He will become iconic in a very short amount of time here in Hong Kong because everybody loves a winner here. And I think he's going to be producing plenty more. But he really is. He's a talent that is well worth being supported. And I think they've got every right to be keen and happy about supporting him. He's done something that no other local has done for a long, long while. And as I say, he shows a natural talent for it. I think the time he spent with John Sides was obviously well rewarded. But it just goes to show that hard work and dedication do get you the right results at the end. And I think Frankie's a good class of that.
Furor's sired by Coolmore's Piero. It was a milestone win for that stallion as well.
Had a huge time, didn't he? He's had a really, really good start. I was almost wishing I'd bought a Piero 2 years ago in the Gold Coast purely because I liked him, and he sold on the Friday night. It's a shame it wasn't the Friday after. I think he would have made a lot more money. But it's a good sign. I think Piero is doing all the right things, and hopefully we'll find a few more as well. But they won't be as easy to buy, that's for sure.
So let's now talk about the outcomes of the Hong Kong International Sale on Friday evening. And as is often the case, I suppose, a lot of Australian and New Zealand bred horses were the most prominent on the purchase price list.
Yeah, very much so. It's fair to say that the Southern Hemisphere horses seem to adapt more quickly. The Northern Hemisphere horses often take at least a year before they really find their feet. So it's not surprising that they're very much to the fore when it comes to the top end of the sale. This year was no different to most others. I was really, really happy with the class and the quality of the horses that we were able to put in front of the Hong Kong Jockey Club's owners this year. And very, very pleased the way they sold. Obviously, Easter Sale was very much to the fore with a Written Tycoon who made over $1 million Aussie. He was followed by an Exceedmix Sale also out of Easter. It was, I thought, probably going to be the sale topper. He missed out in the end to the O'Reilly and a Snitzel. But I think we had great strength in depth. When you read through the sides that we had there, obviously a lot of them very familiar to you in Australia through Written Tycoon, Hinchin Brook, Exceed Mixel, Snitzel. From the Northern Hemisphere, we also had horses like by Kingman, Frankel, Scat Daddy, Dubawi. It was almost a who's who of stallions that you would like to have and have the ability to sell. So it was a very, very exciting sale.
The equal top-priced horses were the relation to Sacred Falls by O'Reilly, Lot 11, which sold for Australian dollars $1.26 million. And, of course, another horse that was prominent on the list as well was Son of Snitzel.
Absolutely. And I think, I hope they go on and into fruitful racing careers as well. Yeah, the O'Reilly was a full brother to Sacred Falls. He's gone to John Sides' stable as well, so he'll have every chance there, as the auctioneers always say. And I really do think he is a lovely horse. He's taken a little bit of time to really find himself, but he was one of those later maturing horses that really did start to come right at exactly the right time. And the Snitzel gone to Tony Cruz, and I'm sure that he'll get every chance there as well. I think, as I say, we can be proud in some respects that the owners and the trainers are very acceptant of the sale these days.
And it's good to get them into the big yards nonetheless.
I really like the look of the Exceed and Excel Lot 15, which went through and was sold to well-known female owner Vicky Tang there for $1.17 million. And that horse was picked up out of the 2017 English Australian Easter Yearling sales mark for $800,000. So you forked out a bit for this horse, and I'm not surprised why.
It was a gamble, absolutely, but he was a beautiful-looking yearling. He was a lovely, balanced yearling, and he produced exactly the same for the sale here. Obviously, they go through ugly stages, all horses do, between yearlings and making race horses, but he really had come absolutely right. He was my idea of being the top the sale topper. He just missed out on that, but I was one of the first to congratulate Vicky afterwards. I think she's got an absolute cracker of a horse. He's very attractive, beautifully balanced, and I have to say, I'm keeping my fingers crossed, but I hope I don't need too much luck with him. I think he should turn out to be a very, very good racehorse. He's certainly got the right pedigree to do so. He was a good-looking horse, as I say, when Henry Field Newgate sold him, but I think he just kept improving all the way through. Got a cracking horse on our hands, hopefully.
And for our Victorian listeners, the leading sire there, Written Tycoon, he featured prominently with results, a gelding out of a half-sister to Group 1 Caulfield Cup winner Mummify selling for just over $1 million Australian.
Yeah, had about octagonal. Again, lovely, big, almost black horse. The pair of them, actually, Lot 5, who was at a Shabtis, and the horse you were talking about, Lot 23, they were very typical of Written Tycoon himself. I had somebody, Tony Williams is up here, cover, and he said that Lot 5 was almost the absolute spitting image of Written Tycoon himself. He was a good-looking chestnut, but they both had plenty of size and depth to them. They worked particularly well here in Hong Kong, Written Tycoon. I think he's something like 13 winners from 15 horses to come here. So, you know, when you've got stats like that backing them up, we're obviously quite keen to try and get our hands on a few in the future as well. But they are becoming a lot harder to get hold of.
Mm. How did you rate the performance of the sale overall compared to past years?
Listen, the last 2 years have been absolutely exceptional. I mean, just almost ridiculous when we were getting 10.5 and 11 million. I was a lot more comfortable with what we actually produced here. I think they were a good quality level bunch. I think 7 million is enough to be paying for an unraised horse anyway, in many ways. But the depth was still there. Very, very happy. Got to remember that the market here in Hong Kong isn't as strong as it can be. And if people haven't got the spare cash in their pockets, you're not going to get it out of them. But there was still good competitiveness, should I say, over the top lots. And, we were pretty much happy with the way it went because we didn't expect anything more than that. More than happy the way it all went, played out at the end.
Mm. So how does this at all influence the rest of the yearling sales season here in Australia and your game plan there? Obviously, Easter's the big one on the horizon now.
Well, that's to be perfectly honest, that's already organised before we even get to the result of this. We'll be looking forward to getting down to Easter in a couple of weeks' time. It's been quite difficult going so far, but it never is easy when you're trying to buy the top end of the market. I think the yearling market in particular is very honed in towards those top quality lots, and there's a lot of competition. So we're just one of many that are still trying to get our hands on the right horses. But as I say, fingers crossed, we'll be able to get a couple at least out of Easter in a few weeks' time. And hopefully they'll perform exactly the same when we finally get them back here in Hong Kong and make the sort of money that the ones that have just sold have done so.
Mm, fantastic. And Chung Fa, significant weekend for Hong Kong coming up, the Jockey Club that is, with the first mainland China race meeting being staged. How's the anticipation been ahead of that?
Oh, everybody's been talking about it literally since Derby Day last Sunday. The first race will be kicking off in just under 2 hours' time now, I think it is. We're 2:45 our time for the first ever race from up there in Chung Fa. Five races. It's no betting or anything like that. This is exhibition racing. It really is going to be a great day there. Unfortunately, I'm not up there. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been able to talk to you here. But looking forward to seeing that. It's on a 15-minute delay here, and I'm looking forward to seeing it. The jockeys and the trainers have been incredibly supportive about the state of the track. They say it is exceptional. It is just something else to ride and to train on. These facilities are second to none. I mean, you've got to remember, this is the first new race course that has been built here in Hong Kong for many years, and I think we've used all the experience that we've got out of the two race courses we currently have to put down a fantastic training centre and something that is going to be an absolute pleasure to be working with.
I've no doubt. Mark, thanks for talking to us on the programme this morning, and we'll look forward to catching up with you in Sydney for the Easter sales.
Pleasure, and look forward to it, Joe. Thank you very much indeed.
That's Mark Richards from the Hong Kong Jockey Club, reflecting on the many things that have been happening in that region over the past couple of weeks. The Hong Kong International Sale, the Hong Kong Derby, and of course the first mainland China race meeting for Chung Fa, an exhibition race day, which will set the tone for the future there.